You are now in an exceptional site, the Col Noir Massif, which dominates the town of Le Pradet, with a beautiful circular panorama over the Mediterranean Sea and the different mountains of Toulon. This discovery path is attractive for a number of reasons. It notably illustrates the strict interdependency links between man, coast, forest, water, mine, and its legends. From the car park of the mine, you can head to the natural area of Cap Garonne. It is a beautiful natural expanse with maritime pines overlooking the sea and the jagged cliffs. Take the south entrance, the one where you can see the high chimney of the old copper ore treatment plant. As you walk along this path, you will discover a surprising range of fauna, as well as great floral diversity. Some information panels will help you recognize them. Whatever the season, you will thus be able to discover the strawberry tree, arbutus, the Aleppo pine, the stone pine, the green oak, or even the maritime pine. On the massif, the cork oak is the king of trees, especially as it resists fires. Further down, do not miss the building on your right-hand side. This was the mine's first operational building. On the left, you can also make out the old forge, and underneath, a large pine, the entrance to the south gallery for the miners. It is very easy to imagine how hard their work was.
If you continue down the path, you will get to an interpretation table where you'll be able to admire a breathtaking landscape. You will also discover quite a few unusual plant species along your walk. The Bituminaria bituminosa, also called bitumen herb or pitch trefoil. When it is crumpled, it releases a strong and nasty smell of bitumen. On the dry rocky slopes of the massif, you will see Phoenician juniper, Jupiter's beard, a protected species, euphorbia, dendroids, and Aleppo pines. However, be warned that picking them is forbidden as this site is protected by the Coastal Conservatory. This massif is also covered in cistus, a species with multiple varieties. The story goes that the inhabitants of the neighboring city of La Garde mocked the Pradetans who lived in Pradet. They called them cistus eaters. Indeed, the cistus had the particularity of growing on very poor soil. The very offended Pradetans in return called them frog eaters, as the lands of La Garde were prone to flooding. Before you finish your walk, don't forget to take a look on your right just before you get to the mine. You might discover a strange endemic species called Pradet's armoria. It grows on the old wastelands of the mine. Nobody knows how it got there. Indeed, this plant is usually found in the mountains.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad. Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audiovisit.